Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the last day of February 2023. Good morning, everybody. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air right here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, of course, you can tune us in at 103.3 FM and everywhere else on the planet. You can always go and listen to us from our website, streaming all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from KSJE.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching us this morning, because as you know, this is a community-supported visual radio station, so we thank you for your support, and thank you for tuning in. This program is streaming out live with video to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are all with us this morning on whatever way you want to join us on KSJE. Coming up in the next few moments, my regular visit with Bloomfield School Superintendent Dr. Kim Mizell. She is with me in Studio A and standing by for our conversation this morning, which will begin in the next few moments today. Then later on this morning, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber, as she does every Tuesday, will be telling us about some of the pets who are available for adoption this week. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that coming your way later on this hour at 8:50 a.m. on air and online, of course. Next hour, it's Roving with the Arts with Mick Hess. And this morning, Mick has music selected from Debussy and Beethoven. Enjoy that coming up today at 9:06 on KSJE. And don't forget, of course, in addition to Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, you can also connect with us on our Instagram page as well. And if you're a podcast person, we invite you to subscribe to KSJE Podcast, probably where you're already listening to podcasts, places like Spotify and iTunes and iHeartRadio Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Pandora. Check it out and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed. Well, outside our studios here at San Juan College this morning, it's a partly cloudy morning so far, 31 degrees in Farmington. We are expecting a bit of a change in the weather once again coming up over the next 24 to 48 hours. Today's forecast calls for a partly sunny day with a high of 42, some breezy conditions this afternoon, and maybe an increasing chance of a scattered snow shower today. Overnight low tonight, 32 degrees. And then tomorrow, take a look at Wednesday. A 50% chance of scattered snow showers on Wednesday with a high of 45 degrees. Wednesday night, that chance of snow showers increases to 70% with an overnight low of 29. And then by Thursday morning, a 70% chance of snow showers once again with a high of 41 on Thursday. And the winds kick up with a low of 19 degrees on Thursday night. And then windy conditions Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid to lower 40s. So quite a change coming our way with the weather. Let me introduce my guest, though, who is with me this morning, as I mentioned, for her regular visit with me to talk a little bit about things going on at Bloomfield Schools. Superintendent Dr. Kim Mizell is back with me here in Studio A. Good morning, Dr. Mizell.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. You've had your share of snow and weather-related things to deal with in the district, like everybody, right?
Yes, it's always a challenge to figure out what to do and whether to do it or not. The snow and the frozen roads and
sure.
Stuff like that, it's always a challenge. And of course, out where we pick up kids, it's about, they're on the bus for about an hour and a half every day.
Right, from some of your parts of the district,
yeah,
that's true.
So mostly the south on 550 and then out towards Gobernador, that's where we make our call, based on what the weather's doing out in that area.
And that can be quite different than what the roads are outside the district office
right.
In downtown Bloomfield, basically,
that's,
right?
That's correct.
So there you go. So we've got a lot of virtual days and two-hour delays, basically, for Bloomfield schools.
Yes. We a lot of times we'll call a two-hour delay, and we're checking on the roads, and then if it gets progressively worse, then we'll just call a remote learning day.
Right. So. Gotcha. Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that are going on. Kudos to some of your sports teams who are doing very, very well, right?
Yes. Our wrestling team took second at state, and we had five state champions out of Bloomfield. And the first girl ever in the history of Bloomfield, we had a state champion.
How about that? Congratulations.
So that was really exciting. And the kids competed well and we're very proud of them. We missed the championship by a half a point.
That's all?
That's all.
Wow.
So that was a little heartbreaking, but they did a great job. We're really proud of them. So, and then we have girls basketball playing in the state tournament this week, and we're wishing them well. And then baseball is picking up, baseball and softball and track's getting ready to start.
It's almost that season, right?
Right.
Even with snow in the forecast.
Baseball already started, so it's a little challenging right now with the weather. I played sports and I never liked this time of year because it was just too cold.
Outdoor sports are rough.
Yeah.
This time of year for sure. Very true. But congratulations to your teams and all the student athletes, I think, too. I mean, they're stepping up and they're competing and learning all the good things about sportsmanship and things like that. So I think that's a great thing that students are able to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Last night we had the National Honor Society induction and there was a nice group of student athletes, academically sound, and we're really proud of the students. And they had to maintain a 3.75 GPA to be inducted into the Honor Society. So just some good, great things are going on in Bloomfield.
Yeah, very good. And celebrating your students.
Yes.
And their achievements, which is great, both in the classroom and on the field.
They're making the best of their experience. I think there's a rejuvenated energy in being engaged after the pandemic. You know, they had to learn from home and stay at home. And so I'm just seeing a heightened level of energy and excitement about extracurricular activities and just being in school. And so we're proud of them.
Very good. Well, I think we all have a more affinity for some of the things we missed during the pandemic that we couldn't do. So it makes sense that maybe students would be feeling the same thing about getting back on the field or the court or on stage or in the choir or band or on whatever the case may be. So we're seeing all that. So that's great. You bring up GPA, and that means I always have to ask you, Dr. Mizell, about the cars and the contest, right, to give away a new to a student car at the end of the school year based on their GPA and a drawing that you'll hold at the end of the year, right?
That's... Yes, and the students at the high school and Charlie Y. Brown who have maintained a 3.5 or higher are eligible for a drawing. And last year, I think we ended up with about 60 students at the end of the year. So we're hopeful that number will go up. We have a Lincoln that's available and a Ford.
That's right. I forgot you had a Lincoln.
Escape. And the Lincoln, I personally would love. It's an amazing car. And we partner with Zimes Ford, and they just are amazing partners for us, and we appreciate their support.
Kudos to them as well. Mm-hmm. And I know for your students, no matter what kind of car they get, I think they're pretty thrilled because it could be life-changing for some of them who may not have a car. And I think in some cases, they've had to learn how to drive to enjoy the car that they've won.
That's correct. And it's kind of funny because one of the applicants, there's a set of twins that won it last year, and I don't think they have their driver's license yet.
There's some motivation.
Maybe parents are driving the car or whatever, but they were awfully cute when they got it, and they were excited. So hopefully they'll get motivated, and I'll see them driving their car because I was looking last night to see what they came in, and it wasn't the car that they won.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, good luck to all the students and, you know, an encouragement to keep their grades up. And to be able to take part in this at the end of the school year coming up in May, right?
Yeah.
So very, very good.
Stay focused and get stuff done, get your homework done, and
keep
learning.
That's right. That's very true. I know you're watching with interest some of the activities at the state legislature, of course, in Santa Fe. We're on the downward slide, I guess, of the 60-day session, if that's how you could describe it. I don't know. But less than 30 days to go. And so some of the bills are still working their way through. But what are the ones that you're watching, and how will they affect the district and your employees?
Well, we're obviously watching the insurance coverage for educators. That's going to be a wonderful boost to their salaries, their income, basically.
This is an idea that the state would pay all of the
most of the
insurance.
The proposal is $10,000.
Okay.
Up to $10,000 of their insurance coverage, which, if you even have, that's most of the insurances that we have, which is Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Presbyterian. Those $10,000 will cover the high insurance coverage.
Okay.
However, for families and things like that, it will just cover the employee.
I see.
So, they have potential to have an increase in their income of $4,000 with that. So,
gotcha. So that would be like a salary increase.
Yes,
it's less money taken out of their check that's taken out now to pay for that health insurance as well.
Yeah.
What this proposal is.
It's a really great recruiting tool for us, for people to come from other places, because that's a nice thing to have is medical coverage.
Right.
And so we're hoping that will help. And then the extended school year is the other thing that we're looking at. They're putting in through legislation that we are going to have to increase our contact instructional hours by 1,140. And so high schools are at 1,080 right now, and the elementaries are at 980, I believe. So quite a significant increase for elementary. And
right.
So what that will look like, it depends what legislation goes through. One of the proposal has a little more flexibility, which is the one that we've supported, in the sense that like professional development is included in that increased hours. And so for that one in particular, I think you have 60 hours that can be professional development. And so
not necessarily students need to be in the classroom
right,
for those extra 60 hours. This is for teachers.
For teachers, right.
Okay. So it's two competing bills kind of moving through.
There's two right now.
Okay.
The PED didn't present theirs because they felt like one or the other. It was the LESC. LESC and the LFC proposals is what's kind of Senate and represent
House. Okay.
So
one is a Legislative Finance Committee, I think, if I know those acronyms, and the other one is the
Study Committee.
Study Committee, LESC, that one. Okay. Well, good luck. We'll see what happens, right? I guess, and it will affect all districts if any of these get through to the governor and she signs it.
Wondering why we haven't posted our calendars, it's because we're waiting
this
on
is why.
That. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Got you. Other things for teachers and staff? Are there still conversations about salary increases, or does this insurance idea kind of take some of those things off the table?
I think there's probably going to be, I've heard rumblings around a 4% increase, but I don't know where they'll land.
But I'm just amazed that here we are, maybe for the third year at least, talking about salary increases for teachers and educators in New Mexico. That hasn't happened, I don't think, for 3 years in a row in a long time.
No. It's been a long period that we've been waiting for that. And education and teaching's looking like a better profession as they keep increasing the salaries. So, and we're getting more and more competitive with other states, our surrounding states.
Right.
We're better than some, but we're not keeping up with others. So.
Well, because they do the same thing, don't they? They kind of look at
did.
What New Mexico's doing and say,
they
oh,
sure
well, we better
did.
Up our salaries,
they
too,
sure
or do
so
things
it's
like
getting
that.
Competitive.
Right.
But that's a good thing for teachers.
Right, that's true.
So I welcome it, and they deserve it, that's for sure.
Right. So we'll see how that goes. And the other thing I know, which is a big topic, at least I think it is graduation requirements. And that's also being discussed at the Roundhouse, right?
Yes. Right now, they're lowering the credit requirement, but they're also opening up more options for career technical or elective type classes. We all have recognized that, career technical programs,
yes.
If you're going to electrician, plumbing, they make more than most college graduates. And so we're starting to...
Much to my parents' dismay.
Right. I mean,
true.
they
But
just...
some of these professions do, right?
Absolutely.
And so a student just needs to complete maybe some training and apprenticeships or whatever, and they can hit the job market and get going, right?
Right. And so we're hopeful that if it goes through with the graduation requirements, that we'll have a little more flexibility to grow those programs. And so we're keeping our fingers crossed on that. There's a lot of opposition to it. They're wanting more STEM, which I wouldn't be opposed to that. I think that's definitely something we need. But I think the important thing is opening up some flexibility for the students, because right now they're locked into 4 years of English, 4 years of history, 4 years of science, math, and they're going to make it less so that we can have some alternative paths for the kids.
Your colleague, Mr. Summers from Aztec Schools, has a real big problem with Algebra 2.
Yeah.
He's not afraid of saying it.
No, no.
And that's what he claims, that maybe not every student needs to take an Algebra 2 because of what field of study they're going into or what career they're going into, and this might open up, if that wasn't a requirement anymore, could open up something else on their schedule.
Exactly. And, you know, if you're college bound, you probably will need Algebra 2. But if you're going to go out and try to just find a job, then you want to find a good trade, the other path is better. So we need to give those options to the students.
Right. Very good. My guest this morning, Dr. Kim Mizell, is with me. She is the superintendent of schools, of course, for the Bloomfield School District. We are talking about some of the things going on in Santa Fe at the state legislative session, which will be wrapping up here in less than 30 days, and sending bills on to the governor for her either signature or veto, as to whatever the case may be, and some of the other things that are going on. We talked a little bit about this Family Resource Center that you are working on for families in the district, and I know work continues. You are, I guess, at the waiting game like everybody else when it comes to supply chain issues and contractors and things like that, so that's where that project stands?
Yes, but we haven't sat idle waiting on that. We have got this amazing facility that is a great place for if you have a need. We have clothing, we have washer and dryer, we have refrigerator, we have food bank. We have some amazing people that we've placed in that position, and we received a grant from Save the Children that allowed us to hire individuals that will be providing family support at each school. And so we are really working hard. Someone said, it's not a Dollar General, it's a mini Walmart in our pantry, and all the things that they've been collecting and getting. And it has been amazing how the community has stepped up to donate. We're getting as much as we can out to the families in need, supporting the chamber with some of their Christmas giveaways. We got a lot of games and things like that. So they do the Giving Tree, and so we were able to contribute to that. And so it's been really a wonderful addition to Bloomfield, and it's hopefully once we get up and going, we're going to have a little coffee area, kitchen, a training facility. We're very excited about that for Bloomfield.
So. Very, very good. And so it's not actually open, or parts of it are open, or you're able to
work
it in different ways?
We are available for if you have a need.
Okay.
So you could...
If a family reached out to the district.
They reach out to the district.
Got it.
We can support them and help them. But the facility itself, we're waiting on we have a contractor, I think, confirmed. And so we're going to be getting them in there to do the construction piece of it. It's already a building.
Right.
It's our old shop building, but we just want to make it inviting.
And it's located...
It's at the junior high, Mesa Alta Junior
That's right.
High.
Okay. So eventually your hope is to have a facility where people can actually go to and take advantage of some of these things that you have available, as you were mentioning, like the pantry or the clothes or the games.
And provide, you know, just family support. Mm-hmm. Some of them need help with applications. We'll have computer area, getting their student enrolled, or maybe making sure that they do the athletic physical component. Everything's electronic now. And a lot of these families may or may not have access to that type of technology. So we have that available to them as well.
Right. Very good. Well, it's exciting, and it's great that you're able to offer a few things as you get everything ramping up to get ready to go, and of course, able to pay for it through some grants and other other funding that you've been able to get, right?
Exactly, yes.
So that's very exciting. As we looked at the end of the school year and what's to come, I mean, what is your vision? I know recruitment's always a big deal, as you mentioned, talking about salaries and other things that make it a little bit, maybe not say easier, but more competitive to be able to attract teachers and others into the Bloomfield School District. Is that still something that's an ongoing concern for you?
Is
filling your spots?
Yes, we're concerned that we have quite a few Filipino teachers that we've hired that are going to be going back. Our international teachers have really helped us out a lot, so we're concerned about that, and we always need people to come into education, and there's a lot of different ways that you can do that. You can do an alternative licensure if you already have a degree. There's the opportunity scholarship here in New Mexico that if you have part of it, you've been working on a degree but you didn't finish, you have an opportunity to come back and get your degree. And then also for our educational assistants, and there's fellowships that are paid positions, but you get to go to school at the same time. There's just a lot of different avenues to get into education, and I would encourage anyone to do that. It's been very good to me. My daughter is getting her teaching degree, and she's excited about becoming a teacher. And the other things that are on our strategic plan is career technical programs.
So right.
That's one that we really want to expand on. And then
what areas do you think you'd like to offer?
We would like to do the plumbing, electrical type stuff, the HVAC system. We are expanding on our Future Farmers of America, their agricultural component, because we have a strong base in Bloomfield. We're
right.
A lot of farmers and ranchers.
You've been offering those for a while, I know.
Well, we're going to grow it.
Yeah.
Now we're building a barn for the kids to have animal husbandry experience, and it probably would be like a group project for the fair. And then some of them may house their animals there, because not everybody has property to put stuff on.
Right, true.
And we're also going to have build a greenhouse for to grow plants and expand on that. And then our welding department's a very strong welding program. We're going to enhance that program and start hopefully working towards a class group project, cohort projects, where I don't know if it's a tiny home or maybe trailer that you haul things with. It just depends on what they end up deciding on. But we also will, we're looking at, we have a business program, esports, and computer science.
Okay.
We have our foods, we have an amazing facility, but we have a hard time finding a food certified teacher. So if anyone out there that has that certification.
Oh, okay.
Come look in Bloomfield. So we're always looking for ways to give students experience, because foods can be sewing, and the preparation of food, and then food services. Just a way to give kids experience and go out and have an opportunity.
Right. We have no shortage of places to eat here.
No,
in San Juan County, so there's plenty of jobs, I would assume, for kids who have those skills.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty strong industry in this area, and so, they can get their certification, for example,
right.
To be food handlers. Those aren't real difficult to get, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you need it in order to get some of these positions,
right,
so
right.
That's important. Well, that's very exciting. I'm excited about the farming growth that you're talking about, because we talk a lot with some of the folks from the Cooperative Extension Service and some of the work that they're doing with some of the farms and property and being able to try to identify maybe old farmland that could be reinvigorated. And I would assume if you've got young people graduating and coming out that maybe want to get into the farming industry, that may be a nice path for them to get involved with some of these other things that are already being built in the county or existing.
Sure. We have the growers market.
That's
that,
right.
The people, they have it open and they do the vegetables and selling of them. And I know that there's actually plans in Bloomfield for a private family. They're going to build a gardening growers market in Bloomfield. So there's some things happening around agriculture that And we have Nappy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
there's
right.
lots of jobs out there.
Right.
I mean, we're moving using the heavy equipment operation and farming in general, and they would welcome students to come out there and work. They have a hard time sustaining their employees, and they don't seem to want to stay out there. But that's a great opportunity as well, because that's one of the largest agricultural farms in the nation, I believe.
I think so.
It's huge.
True. Right.
So
it's a whole other level of farming.
Right.
From what I'm probably used to, right? Just
growing, it's definitely
trying to get my grass to grow or anything like
not
that.
Not a hobby farm. It's
true.
It's an industry up there.
Very,
so.
Very true.
Yeah.
But that's exciting. So very, very exciting things going on mm-hmm. with Bloomfield Schools. Is there anything else on your wish list that you would like to see happening over the next year or so?
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I think the most important thing is to focus on students getting ready to go to college or taking your assessments to really prep and plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're a junior or a senior, you need to be, really your junior year is applying for scholarships.
Right.
And so I want to encourage students to do that.
Very good. Now's the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Dr. Kim Mizell, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Always great to visit with you. We'll see you next month.
All right. It's All nice right. visiting with you. As
Thank
well.
You. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Kim Mizell, Superintendent of Schools from the Bloomfield School District. She's my guest here on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week.
Hello, this is Emin Chi from the Student Achievement Center. This week, we're bringing you Coaching Tips of the Week for Week 7. Taking good notes. Studying starts in the classroom. Pay attention and take good notes. So when you're studying later, you're just reviewing information. Speak with your professor about recording lectures on your phone. A recording can complement your notes so you can go back and re-listen to the information in case there are other details you pick up on later to note. Effective note-taking strategies can have a direct impact on your study habits and is one of the most important study tips for college.
The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.